So, Lily, we now, in honoring our teaching, we have a youth who is going to embark on the adventure of adulthood. Where is Lily? Lily? There we are. So Lily is going to come and share a few words, and then we're going to do a little brief ceremony honoring this big moment in your life, this big transition.
Quoting Unitarian James Freeman Clark, amid all change, we desire something permanent. Amid all variety, something stable. Amid all progress, some central unity of life. Something which deepens as we ascend, which roots itself as we advance, which grows more and more tenacious of the old, while becoming more and more open to the new. Throughout my life, Star King has been that stability that grounds me when I struggle to find balance and steers me when I seek guidance. It has taught me the strength of unity and the value of community, the beauty of diversity and the power of love. Over the years, I have imparted on a journey of self-discovery, and this past year specifically, gained a fuller understanding of the values and beliefs I call my own. Reflecting on my time as a member of this church, I accredit a great deal of my exploration and successes to the encouragement I have received from this congregation. As I prepare for my imminent departure for college, I am certain that I will take with me the knowledge I have gained, the support you have given me, and the love you have shown. I would like to thank Katie and this congregation for having played such an influential role in my life.
Congregation, and you have an insert that says congregational affirmation of to bridging youth, and it's two-sided. And so, Lily, you are always part of this community, and you are transitioning into adulthood. There are so many adventures, and all of these grown-ups here are available to you to navigate these fun, adventurous waters. And where are you going to college? UC Berkeley. So... Okay, so let us read these words to you. Please join me in saying the congregational affirmation of Bridging Youth. As members of Star King Unitarian Universalist Church, we rejoice in being a multi-generational community, honoring all of life's transitions and stages. Today, let us celebrate Lily Carroll, who is bridging from youth to young adulthood. We have watched you grow from childhood into adulthood. We have watched us grow into older, wiser years. Through our relationships within this religious community, we have deepened in our understanding of the liberal way of religion. Today, we offer our blessings and our best wishes as you move into adulthood. Lily, will you please cross the threshold and join some of our grown-ups? Do you want to give her this? Do you want to give her the necklace?
It is a chalice necklace, a silver chalice. I don't know which is the... Wait a second here. Oh, that's beautiful. Darcy picked it out.
She had doubts whether it was beautiful or not because I picked it out.
No. But it's when I see it up close, and when you see it on Lily's neck, you'll think it's beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Please, on the other side of your insert, it says Pledge to Bridging Youth. Please join me. Lily,
as you cross the bridge between youth and adulthood, know that we cherish the energy and vision you bring to our liberal religion. We as a congregation voice our commitment to actively welcome young adults who come seeking a welcoming Unitarian Universalist community. We invite you to join us as partners in faith and spirit, living our Unitarian Universalist principles wherever your path may take you. With open arms, open hearts, and open minds, we remain ready to welcome you when our paths cross again. May our love bless your journey as your love has blessed ours.
Thank you.
So I have just three things to talk about today. An invitation to experience our feelings, my praise to you, and the promises I will make. Three. First, 'tis the liturgical season of goodbyes, meaning we've just said thank you and expressed our gratitude to the teachers finishing here. We've just professed our joy and delight at the milestone of accomplishments and completion of childhood education to our graduating senior. It's a goodbye of sorts to childhood and whatever ability that we had to mold and shape. Goodbye to that. Last week, our intern minister, Dr. Roy King, said goodbye from the pulpit, although gratefully he is here with us in the pews for this, the last Sunday of his internship. Reverend Darcy Baxter has said yes to the call of a Central Valley congregation wanting her splendid ministry and will be leaving in one more week. So another goodbye. And after 15 years serving this congregation as your called minister, I will move on to another ministry. Today I say goodbye. So lots of goodbyes. I have long had in my personal library a copy of a little children's book by Aliki called simply Feelings. It's filled with various scenarios. It's not really a storybook. It just has different things going on different pages, lots of pictures and words that help children deal with everyday struggles of childhood. So not only can they learn to recognize their own emotions through seeing little scenes of dropping the ice cream cone on the warm concrete. I actually remember that happening. Have you ever, that happened to you? Yeah, okay. By seeing the emotions of drawings of little faces, kids then can learn to identify the feelings of others around them. Here, we've always had storytelling as a part of worship, not only as a value to the children present to allow them to address the message of the day in more literal terms, it's an opportunity for those of us who've been on this earth a little longer to hear the message more literally, and so too, at the same time, maybe a little more metaphorically. Today, in all its joy, is also a time to express sorrow. It's a day for the beauty of the fabulous joy of the ice cream cone, but also for seeing it in front of us on the ground. And maybe that's not exactly the right example. Could our emotions be more akin to the way we feel when the cone didn't drop on the ground because we've had happy success, but when the cone is all gone, when you get to that bottom part of the cone, it's something like, oh, no more cone. During this past week, as we were preparing the bulletin for today, that bulletin that you have that contains the order of service and the joys and sorrows slip and the insert and announcements. As we were preparing that bulletin today for today, both Kelly Abitangelo, our administrator, and Reverend Darcy both remarked with a bit of surprise as they saw the beautiful gray granite 20 bond paper that we were using the memorial paper. Now, we don't really have memorial paper, but we do have this special paper that we save for special occasions. Yes, usually memorials. And yes, this is the paper that we're using today. this paper that Darcy and Kelly call the memorial paper. So feelings, lots of them. Many of you have remarked that I do a fine job of making it through a memorial service without breaking down. I often spend time while I'm preparing in tears. I sit there with my computer, and that's when I'm going through all of those emotions ahead of time, so that when it comes to officiating at the event, I am composed and calm and professional. It's some sort of gift that I've been given in order to be able to do that. Today, this feels a little different. I've got lots of feelings here, and I also imagine that you do too, hence the special memorial paper. I'm feeling a giant sense of gratitude, of joy, of tremendous love, of transcendent awe in God, or that larger mysterious peace that joins us today and always. And maybe because of all of this, maybe because of life itself, there's a sadness too. I'm reminded of Forrest Church's definition of religion, what he called our human response to the dual realities of being alive and having to die. And its corollary, the goal of life is to live in such a way that our lives prove worth dying for. This congregation, our relationships, the importance that we put on all of them, all symbols of these lives lived with attention to meaning and purpose. Now for praise. For this place and what has happened here in the 15 years since I've arrived as your called minister. Thank you for all you've allowed me to be part of. Firstly, when I arrived to celebrate your beautiful new parking lot, it was brand spanking new when I got here. And I celebrated with you all that it took to get there and to get that done. It was huge. And then to acknowledge that time capsule at 45 years. Sometimes memories come in photographs, right? I remember in a photograph that we have somewhere of Kathy Dye, Betsy's mom, Kathy Dye standing there next to me with the time capsule that we found finally and opened at 45 years. And then another big anniversary when this congregation turned 50. And now we're almost to the point of 60 years. And I remember at that 50-year mark, we had just finished the patio. In fact, I think we did it in order to be able to celebrate 50 years out there with a gorgeous spread of food and beauty out there on the patio and visitors like beloved former ministers and the president of the Unitarian Universalist Association. Thank you also for making room for creativity in worship, especially as we've been able to sing well together, adding a grace and a deepening source to find our way into love and justice. And thank you for making this a place where people feel comfortable trying out new ways to be, where people can enter and find a spiritual home, where they can find a home base for launching out into the world. Thank you for working hard to give the term welcoming congregation meaning, not just picking up a certification or a logo. In fact, you've done that as well for the Green Sanctuary certification, where you've continued to live out the meaning of eco-living and eco-justice, to be willing to delve into multiculturalism and stay engaged with the anti-racist work. You've stepped up to participate in the community through the efforts of South Hayward Parish and FESCO. You've worked in connection with other religious folks in the community to make this part of the Bay Area strong and livable. And for the last 2 years, you've given generously every month to organizations outside of this congregation. You have given thousands of dollars when we do our special collection, our special plates, thousands of dollars to bring justice, to heal wounds, to create foundations and funds to keep our liberal religious values strong. It's a fabulous ministry. And thank you for letting me accompany your loved ones as they have left this life for whatever mystery comes after. The number of passages I have shepherded outnumbered more than I could have ever anticipated or imagined when I arrived. A couple of weeks ago on Memorial Day, I named 50 people from this congregation. 50 people that are with us as a cloud of witnesses. In the words of the poet, those who have died have never, never left. They are with us in this crowd. Thank you for bringing your grief, for being willing to share it here in the big love of faithful community. I believe one of the most valuable lessons we can learn is how to do well with love and loss, with loving and losing, with caring for one another. And you have shown up for that and for each other. Thank you for making room for a new generation of Unitarian Universalists, for making room and actually welcoming these children who feel comfortable here, sitting on the ledges, sharing their joys and sorrows, truly caring about each other as I was with them last week and spent time with them and heard them as they authentically and openly shared with each other, as they are willing to be who they are and as they welcome in a generous way, other new children. Thank you for making me a minister. A real minister whose heart has stretched and grown over the time I have served you. Thank you for hanging in with me in all the changes I've gone through, all of my growing edges and my own sorrows. Thank you. And finally, here is what I promise to you. I promise to follow the UU Ministerial Association guidelines. Those instructions have been carefully and thoughtfully written and renewed over the years to uphold the greatest health and well-being for the continuation of this living tradition, of the congregations and the ministers who serve them. In other words, the guidelines protect us. They protect us, the larger us, and our relationship. After I go, when my covenant with you is released, it will continue to protect you and the new minister you come into covenant with. The guidelines aren't made to punish, nor do they function only for certain congregations, but they protect the beloved tradition. This beloved tradition, Unitarian Universalism, and they protect and encourage health and wholeness. They strengthen communities. Therefore, I will not be in contact with you after I leave here. Now, when I come back to the Bay Area to visit my kids, and my husband's going to be here for a little while, so of course I will come back to visit him when he's not visiting me. We will be together. But if I come here and I happen to see you in the grocery store or you travel to General Assembly and we see each other there, I will give you a big hug and I will ask you how you are and for the news of your family. But I won't see your online photos or I won't put a thumbs up there. You'll likely not see mine either unless you make a special effort to go look at the website for my new church. and yet you will remain in my heart. I promise. And I'm almost finished, Beckett. I'm kind of, it's getting to that part. Gets a little weary. I have faith that good things will happen here, that more good is coming. You are ready. You are worth it. I promise that you will be watched over and that I will be watched over as well. You may not believe in that big, powerful God in the sky, but I believe there is something really big, bigger even than Unitarianism, bigger than Universalism, bigger than we can even imagine, that holds you and holds me and the generations that came before us and those to come and the worlds to come. You will be held. All the dreams, all the dares, they are yours, mine, and theirs. Do you hear? Oh, my friend, do you hear? Do you hear? We've got lots of feelings, and that's okay and good. Go ahead, feel them. Feel them. Go ahead. Beckett's just helping us, you know. Sometimes it is like weary, or sometimes it's like, I don't know. On my Facebook, they didn't even have an emoticon for mine. The next one is praise. Praise to you. You have done so much, and you will continue to be a blessing and a joy upon this world. And finally, I promise you'll never be alone. You are deeply loved. Amen, and blessed be. And now I go, returning the pulpit to you.
This pulpit belongs to the people of Star King Church.
Thank you for lending it to me. I have held it in reverence.
We offer you our blessing and love as you go.
I release you from the covenant you have made with me.
We, the members of Star King Unitarian Universalist Church, release our covenant with you, Katie Kandarian Morris, our called minister for these past 15 years.
Goodbye. May you come and go in peace and joy and love, in awareness of all that surrounds you and in all of its broken and healing places. You are so worthy. Go in peace. Remember, you are never, never alone.
Goodbye. May you go lifted up. And the people all say together, Amen.
Amen.
And blessed be. Go in peace.